Hello again, and welcome to the Morning Report here on NewOrleansSaints.com. I'm John DeShazer, and it's Thursday, October 10th. The Saints will continue their preparations for the New England Patriots today, but we will reflect first on October 9th. On Wednesday, we got the first comprehensive injury report and the noticeable additions for the Saints. Tackle Zach Strief did not practice with an ankle injury. Also, he was downgraded. Malcolm Jenkins was limited in practice with a neck injury. So we'll have to see how that works out today from Coach Payton. Maybe those guys will be upgraded today, or maybe they'll remain the same. But it is Thursday, so we'll look for those preparations as we head into the weekend's game. Also, we've been talking a lot about the Saints running game this season, and one of the key factors in that running game right now is Kyrie Robinson. I'm here with Kyrie Robinson. And Kyrie, you've kind of turned into a little cult hero here with Saints fans. They love to see you. They were pulling for you to get on the field. Now that you've gotten on the field, you're giving them a taste. What's that feel like to I guess, be a guy who comes out of nowhere and become a fan favorite like that?
Actually, I wasn't aware of all that, to be honest. I don't know about a hero. I'm just going out there trying to represent, you know, myself, my family, and just trying to play football, you know.
Now, you didn't get a lot of run the first couple of games. In these last couple of games, you've gotten significantly more snaps. What's that feeling been like for you? I know you had a feeling out process, but what has it been like to finally get into the groove on the offense?
I mean, it feels pretty good, you know. I mean, anything that can help, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to go out there and help win, you know. Everybody in it, we all want to win, you know, shoot to the top and make the playoffs, and then, you know, hopefully, you know, Super Bowl comes out of that. But I'm just trying to do everything what I'm asked, you know, and go out there and do it to my best ability.
You know, what specific skill set do you lend to this offense? What do you feel like you add to this offense?
I mean, anywhere they want to put me. If they ask me to play punter, I'll play punter. Deep snapper, I'll play deep snapper. I don't just, you know, specifically just sit down and be like, you know, I just try to do whatever I'm asked. If they need me as anything, I'll get out there and do it. And if I don't know how to do it, you know, I'll learn.
This team kept a significant amount of undrafted rookie free agents. You know, they've had that reputation. Was that one of the reasons that you chose to come to the Saints?
Nah. I chose because it was another opportunity, you know. If it was anybody else, I would have chosen them also, too. But, I mean, I've heard about the history of free agents making it and, you know, having a chance and this. And, you know, Coach Payton giving those guys, like, you know, from a D2 or a small school a second chance, if you want to say. But, I mean, I came because they called.
Describe your running style. Do you feel like you're a more physical guy? Do you feel like you're a guy who's a scat back? Do you feel like you're a multi-talented guy? I mean, describe your style.
Man, I just try to go out there and play hard, man. That's it. Just try to get everything I got. If it come down to it, you know, I got to use my speed or power. I guess I got to use either or, but I'm just trying to, you know, give good effort, man.
We want to thank Kyrie for joining us on the Morning Report. In case you didn't get it yesterday, the Saints did have a transaction during the week. That was defensive end Keontae Dawson. He was signed. Outside linebacker / defensive end Jay Richardson was released. So the Saints beefing up a little bit on the defensive line. But continue to look at NewOrleansSaints.com. We will have another comprehensive injury report, the most updated one this afternoon, about 3:05 p.m., as well as written reports and more videos, and also the afternoon wrap, myself and Sean Kelly, along with Pelicans.com, we'll have the Black and Blue Report.